Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
We're going to wrap up our week.
I'm still thinking about socks.
We're going to wrap up our week with a discussion that I think kind of pulls everything together that we've talked about over the course of the week, and to just stop complaining about it and do something to fix your problems.
What were we talking about all week?
All week we have been talking about and challenging some of our perspectives of mental health issues, of life issues, of relationship issues, and really kind of putting to task some of the labels that we use and some of the procedures that we use when we're thinking about what we do well and what we struggle with and those kinds of things.
And sometimes it's not a mental illness.
Right.
And one of the important things we have to do as professionals is to differentiate between what is quirky behavior, what is normal variations from what is truly mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
Because in most cases, it's not going to be mental illness. It's probably going to be something else. You know, 20% of the population meets criteria, so that means 80% of us don't.
Right.
So the glass is more than half full.
Right.
And so this week has been devoted to, let's not make everything a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this week, we talked about, let's not make everything an addiction.
Right. Okay,
perfect example of what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Today, and at the risk, and we don't mean to offend anybody.
Sure.
But today we're going to talk about stop complaining.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing it impatiently.
Right.
You know, we're just saying, stop complaining and do something about it. Because many of us get stuck.
Right.
Where we complain and complain. You frequently see this with people recently separated or divorced, where they want to talk, they want to go over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
They keep repeating the same stories to anybody who will listen about their ex-spouse. And that's really a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're kind of registering this complaint. Okay, now it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what today is about. Stop being a victim and do something about it. If you're unhappy, do something about it.
Yeah. So this one came from a from an article written in at thoughtcatalog.com by Justin Bedard, I think is how you pronounce his name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's entitled, Stop Complaining About Your Life If You're Not Willing to Take Control and Make It Better.
That's right.
And I think that, I know that this is something that I often will even share with patients. You know, depending on where we are in the therapeutic process, we have to, if we are finding ourselves sort of in this rerun where we're kind of going over the same thing over and over again, and we're hitting the same walls or finding ourselves in the same place where we were just a couple of weeks ago, complaining about the same things. And, you know, at some point you have to really weigh what you're doing and say, you know, as we talked about earlier this week, am I doing things to exacerbate my depression?
Right.
Am I doing things to make things worse for myself? Am I, you know, what can I do to actually make some change that
I
need to make in my life?
Because all of us are struggling to get better at something somewhere in our lives. And so, and some people say that's the point of life, is to is to get better at whatever, become a better person.
Right.
Some call it self-actualization.
Right.
But we all have this struggle. So I think the other thing about this that he brings up but doesn't spend much time with is this whole victim, this notion of being a victim.
Right.
So many of us feel like we're being a victim.
Mm-hmm.
And if you turn yourself into a victim, you absolve yourself of any responsibility to do anything about it. You know, we talked about bullying recently. And we said that it's not simply victim versus perpetrator.
Right.
It's more complicated than that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're being bullied, is there something that you might want to... If you're being criticized, let's not even use the word bully. If you're being criticized, is that maybe you want to take stock and say, well, maybe I should make some changes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you see everybody picks on me, you're just picking on me, then it absolves you of any responsibility to make changes.
Absolutely. So... In, as we wrap up this week and try to think about what mm-hmm. we can do to change. We found this interesting article at a website called Tiny Buddha, which I think is my new favorite.
It might be. Yeah, Tiny Buddha is, where's this from? It's a new one for me.
Tinybuddha.com.
Simple wisdom for complex lives.
Yeah. And so the title is 10 Ways to Complain Less and Be Happier by Lauren mm-hmm. Stewart. She offers some really interesting and good things down here. And there's a proverb. I'm not sure who the author is, but it just says it's a proverb. It says, instead of complaining that the rose bush is full of thorns, be happy the thorn bush has roses.
Right.
And that's a really mm-hmm. interesting perspective. But right. let's talk about, let's kind of go through these 10 things. Mm-hmm. We'll go through them relatively quickly. But because a lot of them are things that we've talked about before.
Sure.
And the first thing is working to change the way that you think.
Right.
You know, I think that that has sort of been a recurring theme that we've gone through mm-hmm. this week is
right.
we have to reframe and restructure some of the way that we think about ourselves and the world that we live
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you said just a moment ago, all criticism isn't bullying. Some is, but all isn't.
Right.
You know, all sadness isn't depression. You know,
right.
so we have to shift the way that we think about things, mm-hmm. so that we can, you know, be more positive and be more proactive
right.
with our life.
Right. I was thinking about this the other day that we all have a work life and a home life, or mm-hmm. most of us have a work life and a home life, or we have a family life and a professional life, and frequently our work life is not exactly what we want.
Right.
But we can create our family life to be what we want.
Right.
And so rather than thinking so much about how bad things are at work, mm-hmm. how about let's think about how good things are at home, because mm-hmm. you spend more time at home than you do at work.
Right.
And why work, whatever the negatives are at work, that can dominate everything
right.
else and
right.
ruin your... So focus on the positives.
Yeah.
You know, here are the roses, here are the thorns.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is allow yourself to vent every once
yes.
in a while. And now, let's make sure that we differentiate these two things. We're talking about complaining less.
Right.
Okay? So what we're doing is, instead of complaining frequently,
mm-hmm.
we're going to identify specific times and opportunities and situations
right.
where we're going to vent, and we're going to sort of... For many people, that's where therapy comes in.
That's right.
You know, with many of my patients, I refer to my office as the dumping ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just
exactly.
kind of come in here and you can just unload
mm-hmm.
all of that stuff and just leave it here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go home and you
right.
can hopefully feel better. But you have to have that opportunity to let it out and to have that release.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to sort of release it slowly a little bit all the time. That sort of slow drain, that's
no,
not helpful.
It feels good just to dump stuff out. Okay,
mm-hmm.
it's okay to be angry about it. You know, it's
right,
such
absolutely.
A relief to say, I am so angry about what my son did or what my wife did or what my coworker did.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of all that. Just
yeah.
say it. There's
yeah.
Don't be embarrassed about it. Just
right.
if you're angry, say you're angry.
Right.
Getting rid of it, mm-hmm. venting it, frequently brings the relief that you're looking for.
Absolutely.
Rather than saying, well, I don't want to admit that I'm jealous. I don't want to... You know,
mm-hmm.
admitting that you're jealous can cure the whole problem.
Right.
You know, hanging on to it, not venting it,
mm-hmm.
and it stays inside and eats away at you.
Yeah.
So get rid of it.
Number three is practicing yoga.
Yeah.
And we've, again, this is something we've talked about before, but the wonderful thing about yoga, and I know that many people who hear it say, oh, you know, I'm not flexible, I can't
right.
do this, I can't do that. It's not even that aspect that
mm-hmm.
is really that helpful. I mean, it does help, and you will get more flexible as you use it. But
yeah.
the actual benefit of yoga is the calmness,
right? The serenity,
the pause that you have
mm-hmm.
to take
right.
to just be patient and be slow
mm-hmm.
and intentional in all of your movements and everything.
Right.
So in that way, yoga is great.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is train yourself to be less judgmental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that
yeah.
earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm. That takes work. For a lot of you, for a lot of us,
mm-hmm.
being less judgmental is really difficult because we are judgmental.
Yeah, and stop criticizing it. And don't criticize yourself, but don't criticize others.
I
you know.
Know,
just stop. I almost said stop thinking that way, but that's
yeah.
really what it amounts to. Is you have
yeah.
to you have to stop being critical of others because it's poisonous.
Well, I was telling a patient yesterday. We were talking about some of these same things, and. I was telling him that, or encouraging him to consider, you know, he sees the world through his eyes and his judgment as fact.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And he, when somebody else does something, he sees that as an affront or as a confrontation, and he responds, and justifiably so, based upon the way that he sees the world, and it's because the way that he's judging the other people's intentions and their behaviors. So if we just shift that a little bit and just say maybe they meant something different, or maybe, you know, maybe they're doing the best they can, or maybe that's all they can do.
Right.
You know, when we become a little bit less judgmental, we find ourselves being less, as you said, less critical, and we tend to carry less weight when we're not so judgmental.
Right, that's right.
So, number five.
Yeah, because usually when we're judging others, we're doing it critically.
Right.
And that's what we don't, you know, we want to move away from the critical.
Right, right. Now, number five is to make a list of things you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sort of that classic morning affirmations, positive affirmations. You know, what is going well? You know, instead of thinking about what's going bad, think about the things that are going well.
Mm-hmm.
Number six is to be the change you wish to see in the world.
Right.
And that's a bumper sticker, I think.
Right.
But at the same time, it is very true. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're tired of the way that people act or behave, the best thing that you can do is to make sure that you don't behave that way and that you don't do those things.
Right.
Be the change that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number seven, accept responsibility.
Please accept responsibility.
Please accept responsibility.
Please.
You know, we all contribute to some of this.
No.
You know, when we, again, this the patient I was talking to yesterday, you know, we talked about conflicts and confrontations and things like that, and it's always viewed as the other person's fault.
Absolutely.
No, it's...
We do it.
You bring something to the table.
Right. We do it with our children. We do it with our spouse. We do it with coworkers. You know, blaming everybody else for, you know, being judgmental, blaming others. No, look inward. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? What can you do, if we go back to the one before this, what can you do to make things better?
Right.
How might you be contributing?
Right.
You know, if you find that your children are constantly, I don't know what word, being disrespectful, okay?
Yeah.
Stop for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And think about what you might be doing that's inviting that sort of response, okay? Mm-hmm. And is there something you can change that will change their behavior?
Right. Yeah, because many times the child is mirroring what the parent is doing.
Exactly.
And so if we change what we're doing, it kind of goes back to number six. You know, if you be the change you want to see, it may change.
I mean, if you want your children to be respectful of you, perhaps that begins with modeling respect. You know, you want your children to apologize to you. You have to demonstrate how to do that.
Right.
You have to model how to apologize.
Absolutely.
And people say, well, I'm not going to apologize to my children. Well, how will they learn it?
Right, right. Number eight is to find what makes you happy. And this is, for some people, this is a very difficult thing to do.
And it sounds so simple.
Right.
But this is a tough one.
That's a tough thing for some people. But you have to find what makes you happy. Do the things that make you feel good. Not that you do those things all the time. Not that you have to do them every day even.
Right.
But if you know what makes you happy, and we talk about positive anticipation, you know, when you know that, okay, this weekend I get to go hiking, or this weekend I get to go fishing or something like that, and it's something that you really enjoy, that's going to help make you feel better. It's going to give you, you know, some lift in your mood.
I'm smiling. I'm sorry. I'm smiling because it took me about 40 years to learn that fishing made me happy.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't until I came to Florida, because I used to go fishing and the kids would always come back, well, we never catch anything.
Mm-hmm.
It never bothered me.
Yeah.
I just liked to fish.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked the whole thing about tackle and casting it out there. I didn't care whether I caught anything or not. It was just fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that, oh, the act of being out there makes me happy. And it took me a long time to say, geez, I love to fish, you know? But it took me a long time to get there. And so don't minimize this. It might take you a while to, first of all, find what they are, and then to admit that this makes you happy.
Right. Number nine is to take care of yourself. And we've talked many times about the importance of, you know, lifestyle choices and things like that, with what you eat, how well you sleep, your exercise, all those things. So, you know, absolutely. All of that falls into play right here.
Right.
And finally, simply ask yourself, when you open your mouth, would you rather complain or be happy?
Right.
So that insight, that self-evaluation, you know, what I'm about to say, is this going to make things better, or is it going to potentially make things worse?
And this is another one of those chicken and egg things, mm-hmm. you know. When I complain, mm-hmm. do I complain because I have a terrible life, or do I have a terrible life because I'm always complaining?
Mm-hmm.
I know some people who tend to see the dark side of everything,
mm-hmm.
the negative in everything. You know,
right.
No matter what comment is made, somehow how did you even get there? You think to yourself, why on earth would you interpret it that
right.
way? I don't think that's what the person intended. But there are people who tend to see things in a very negative way.
Right.
You know, they judge tone of voice, they mm-hmm. judge word choices
yeah.
Very negatively. And if you're constantly looking at things as thorns,
mm-hmm.
your life tends to be unhappy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So
when you're looking for thorns, that's what you find.
You're gonna find them.
So
right.
All right.
Anything
else?
No, this is good.
So you can check out both of those articles in the show notes. They'll be there for you to check out and to read up mm-hmm. on in more detail. So, all right, that's it.
So stop. What's this about? Stop complaining.
Stop complaining.
But we don't want to say. I mean, it sounds critical when we say it. You know, mm-hmm. stop complaining. You know, we don't mean it that way.
We do. A little bit. Well,
no, you do because you always say that. You say stop whining.
I just say that to you. You're
whining.
The only person I say that to. No. Not critically, you're right. It's not being critical.
We're not being critical.
It's being, you know, let's be proactive.
Let's do something about
right.
it. Don't just complain.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to complain, but don't just complain.
Right.
Get on with do something about it.
Right.
That's,
right.
Okay.
So, all right. So that is it for this week.
Because I hate when people say, stop complaining.
Oh, stop complaining, Richard.
Yeah.
Until next time. See how it just flows, right?
It just so offensive.
It does when you say it that
way.
I
want to just reach across the desk and grab you by the bow tie.
All right. Until next time. you threw me off with that. All right. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.